This is a People First Radio podcast.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
The 8th annual Gabriola Theatre Festival will kick off with a toga party this year. That's in recognition of its theme, which is ancient Greece. The festival will be held on Gabriola Island from August 18th to 21st. It includes 8 exciting main stage productions. There's also a free outdoor performance stage, a lively artisan's avenue, pancake breakfasts, a fashion show, a creative kids' corner, and a creativity workshop. And if that wasn't enough, this year's Gabriola Theatre Fest will include an intriguing human library. The Arts Council and Public Library on Gabriola Island have teamed up to offer 12 Gabriolan human books from a curated collection of topics ranging from bipolar disorder to activism to gender queer identity. You can register to share 20 minutes of one-on-one time with your own human book and get to know the real story behind the label. Alina Sermonera is the artistic producer for the Gabriola Theatre Festival. I spoke with her about the human library. Alina, tell me something about the human library. Where did the idea come from and what is it designed to do?
The human library idea came about on our Gabriola Facebook community board. So somebody posted, there's thousands of Gabriolans on it, and somebody posted about the human library and how interesting it would be to find out about all of the, about many Gabriolans, because we've got such a diverse demographic here. But we don't actually know a lot about each other. So that's kind of where the idea was sparked, and both the people at the library and the people at the Gabriola Arts Council saw that conversation. Now, I had seen the Human Library for several years at Vancouver's PUSH Festival, so thought it might be a good tie-in to do with the theater festival. So I contacted the librarian at the Gabriola Library about maybe doing this at the theater festival in partnership with the library, and being able to take out human books on various topics that people have questions about, and that kind of thing.
Now, the human library concept started apparently in Copenhagen in the year 2000, and it's really quickly expanded around the world. It's a global phenomenon. And here are some words: it promotes compassion, dialogue, and understanding. Is that why you're doing this?
It is. It's really about having safe conversations around topics, stereotypes, ideas that people might not fully understand or have questions about, or might have just not been given an opportunity to discuss them. So we've had various topics come up on Gabriola, such as gender identity and how to approach a pronoun for somebody, or on a polyamorous lifestyle, or on various or on addiction and that kind of thing. So it's really important, since we live on this, especially on Gabriola, we live on this rock that's kind of isolated, and we don't get a lot of opportunity to talk about these ideas, such as gender identity or that kind of thing. Whereas if you go to Vancouver, it's being talked about a lot. So this gives Gabriolans who are actually dealing with this on a daily basis, on their gender identity and that kind of thing, a chance to have safe conversations around it and really inform people about these labels or whatever they might be.
Gabriola's Human Library, under the umbrella of the Theatre Festival, will be held on 2 days, Friday, August the 19th, starting at 10:30 a.m., and then again on Saturday at 2:30 p.m. the very next day. Give us a sense, let's say, start with Friday. What kinds of human books, what people will be present on Friday, August 19th?
Yeah, so it's really exciting. We have people of all shapes and sizes and walks of life and topics. So we've got one on sexual intelligence for body, mind, and heart. So the subtitle is How Sexuality Shaped My Life and How I Came to Teach Somatic Sex Education for Adults. So that's just one. Another is What is the Gender Binary and How Can I Escape It? So that's actually two people is this book. So two queers in love discuss what it means to be neither a man nor a woman. We've got a gentleman who's a book on From the Pentagon to Gabriola. He's a Vietnam-era war deserter. We've got one who's been a lifelong social justice and environmental activist. We have one on addiction, so going from addiction to sobriety and that journey. We've got one also on mindfulness, so one woman's journey to awakening.
And then on Saturday, the next day, August the 20th, from 2:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m., you've got further books. Tell us about those.
Yeah, so we have even more on Saturday. We've got one on bipolar disorder. We've got one on polyamory. We've got one titled Becoming a Monk, A Gay Cancer Survivor's Journey from Western Religion to Eastern Spirituality. We've got one on the art of being a twin, competing and sharing, solitude and community. We've got one on the from the parent of a special needs child and that journey, and the boy with special needs might also be there to answer questions as well. And then our final one is a cancer thriver, so somebody who was diagnosed with cancer and her journey in dealing with that.
Now, Lena, how does this work in practice? If I wanted to come and learn from one of the human books, would I be able to listen to all of them? Do they speak to people one at a time and tell us about registration? And how does it all kind of operate?
What you actually do is you sign out a book ahead of time. So registration opened up this week. So what an individual can do is call the library and say, I'd like to take out the bipolar disorder book. And then what they would write down your name and the certain time. And a person can take up to two books. And then it's a one-on-one conversation. So if you took out the bipolar disorder book on Saturday at 2:30, it'd be a 20-minute conversation with that person. And it would start out with the book talking about for about 10 minutes, most likely, on the topic, and then it'd be opened up to a conversation and asking questions and that kind of thing. And then there's a break after the 20 minutes, and then kind of the next person goes in and has a 20-minute conversation. So, yeah, you can take up to two books and have a 20-minute conversation with them.
So it sounds to me like this will fill up pretty quickly.
Yeah, it's pretty popular. So I'd recommend giving the library a call and booking a time with whichever books interest you. I know I really wish I wasn't so busy with the theater festival because there's several. I would love to know more about ideas and that kind of thing.
The number to call, of course, at the library there in Gabriola is 250-247-7878, and that's to sign up. Registration is now underway, and Alina will repeat this number again a bit later in our broadcast. But in the last few minutes here with you, I'm wondering if you can give me a sense of the Gabriola Theater Festival and what's happening there this year. It's pretty exciting.
It's very exciting, actually. Yeah, it's the 8th annual Gabriola Theater Festival, and this year the theme is ancient Greece. So gods and goddesses and Colosseum and togas and a whole bunch of stuff going on over those 3 days on Gabriola. So just to give you a little overview, there's a toga launch cabaret, there's some opening ceremonies, there's the human library as we've talked about, there's a fashion show, there are mini plays in between the main stage plays. We shut down a whole street and have street art, so vendors of Gabriola artists and organizations and that kind of thing. We have a kids' corner. We have a youth performance. We have a story time. We have pancake breakfast on 2 days. We've got a workshop. And then that's all based around the main stage, which is the Anthony Holland main stage. And we've got 8 professional productions that are coming to Gabriola over the 3 days, and you can get tickets to that right now at the theater festival or on Gabriola at the ticket booth in the Folklife Village.
Alina, in a few minutes I'll be speaking with one of the books that will be appearing at the Human Library, but in the meantime, before that starts, I'm wondering if you have anything else you'd like to add.
I would just recommend getting over to Gabriola to see what a community looks like that comes together to really explore and have fun with the arts. It's a whole awesome weekend right in the core. You don't even have to drive over. You can just walk over and enjoy it. So yeah, I'd recommend coming and hopefully see you there.
Alina Sermonara, thanks a lot for taking the time to speak with me.
Thank you. Have a great day.
That was Alina Sermonara. She's the artistic producer for the Gabriola Theater Festival. You must register in advance if you'd like to borrow a human book on either Friday, August 19th or Saturday, August 20th, and the books will be borrowed quickly, so call 250-247-7878 to sign up as soon as possible. I've already reserved my books. I also spoke with one of the human books that will be available during the Gabriola Human Library. His name is Marshall Mangan, and here's that conversation. Marshall, how did you hear about this human library concept, and what are your thoughts about it?
I found out about it through an announcement on a website known as the Community Bulletin Board here on Gabriola. And my wife encouraged me to submit myself as a book. So that's how it came about. It's kind of a new concept to me, but as I understand it, it's an effort to put people into direct contact with people either that they wouldn't normally talk to seriously or in depth, or I guess people like me now who are getting older and who have personal memories of things that occurred a lot of times before the current generation was born. So
you're one of the books that will be available, so to speak, or can be checked out on Friday, August the 19th, and sometime between 10:30 a.m. and 12:30, just after lunch. And your particular title is From the Pentagon to Gabriola, Vietnam Era Deserter. Give us a sense of what you'll be talking about.
Very briefly, my story is that 4 months after I graduated from university, I was drafted into the U.S. Army. I had considered resisting before, but I thought that in the end, maybe I could put up with it. I was lucky enough to get stationed at the Pentagon as a clerk typist. But just 3 months after my stationing at the Pentagon, the Kent State killings happened, at which four students were killed by the National Guard in Kent State, Ohio. And after that incident, I decided I couldn't go on participating in the U.S. military. So I deserted from my post there and moved to Canada, and that was in 1970. A lot of the issues that were really very hot at the time have to some extent faded because there is no conscription in either the U.S. or Canada anymore, and there hasn't been now for 30 years or more. But the issue for all of us during the Vietnam era was, were we going to allow ourselves to be forced to participate in something that many of us had very strong moral objections to? So those are kind of the issues I want to talk about. What duty does one owe to one's country? To what extent does one's own morality, if it comes into conflict with policy, which way do you go? Where do your loyalties lie, et cetera?
And the question that you're posing, and it's in the write-up about the human library, is if your government demanded that you violate your ethics, what would you do?
It seems to me that these days there is a lot of right-wing resistance to government. If you follow what's been going on in the United States, there have been occupations of public land and so forth, and a lot of complaining about government interference in people's lives. But many of those same people, I think, would still support conscription and forced military service. But to me, that's a contradiction, because on the one hand, they're objecting to government interference in their lives. On the other hand, they would still be willing to use government coercion to force all sorts of things upon people, and they would also have no problem with that same government interfering in foreign conflicts and conducting all sorts of covert operations overseas and so forth. So, you know, these are the things we thought a lot about in the 60s. It was only 20 years since the end of World War II, and many of us had to think seriously about whether we would have taken part in that war and what our own parents' positions were and so forth.
Marshall, you're clearly a very interesting book, and I think that you will be in great demand on Friday, August the 19th. Thanks for speaking with me about this.
Well, thanks for calling, Kevin. I appreciate it.
That was Marshall Mangan. He's one of the human books that will be available at the upcoming Gabriola Theater Festival's Human Library. You must register in advance if you'd like to speak with one of the 12 human books. Call 250-247-7878 to sign up as soon as possible. That's the library on Gabriola. And for more information about the Gabriola Theater Festival, go to theaterfest.artsgabriola.ca.
People First Radio is an initiative of Vancouver Island Mental Health Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and broadcast on CHLY 101.7, radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the partnering organizations. Listen to People First Radio on demand. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpages.